This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better. I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another edition of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, April 17th. Is that what we got going on? Wednesday, April 17th.
I believe it.
That's right. Mark and I will be entertaining you on this lovely Wednesday.
Episode number 1442.
Is it? Because it says 1441.
No, I just changed
it
right now. Just changed it right now.
Beautiful. Okay, good.
1442.
Yeah, so that's a lot of episodes, but we're here. We're doing it. 1442.
So many episodes that we can do it with two guys.
That's right. That's right. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to two-man it. We don't have a little clip to play, but we're going to rock your world today. What are we going to be talking about?
Well, I have what the fuck, China, for sure. And then I have a bad news for an Elvis impersonator.
Oh,
yeah,
and that's got to be like almost every day.
This is even more than usual. Yeah,
yeah.
I got married in Vegas, and every time I tell anyone that, they're like, "Oh, by Elvis?" No.
No. Well, what am I? A fucking idiot.
Not by Elvis.
No, what am I? A douchebag.
Everyone immediately thinks when you say you get married in Vegas that you went to one of those places. Yeah.
Which I mean, is if you're
nothing wrong with that at all.
If you're over fifty or sixty, yeah. Maybe. But yeah. Like Elvis means nothing to you if you're our age. I mean, that's, let's be honest. Too. You know, yeah. Like, come on, give me a break, yeah. The Elvis. Yeah. Cool. I'm gonna be talking about Vikings and some of the first plastic surgery, beauty, a little bit, freaks, and
I love
and OJ
about freaks.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
And an OJ update.
So, beautiful. He's still dead.
He's still dead. That's the good news. He's still dead. Yeah, dude. I've been watching the. I thought it was a new thing, but I just never watched it. The 30 for 30 that's on Netflix about OJ. It's literally like a 5-episode series. I'm on episode 3. Dude, he's like, if you don't think he's guilty, you're an idiot. You are just a moron.
Everyone thinks he's guilty. It was just,
yeah, I know. It's tough. He was a piece of shit, man. He really was.
Great player though.
Fantastic player.
Great football player. Fantastic football player. All right. You got anything going on in your personal life? You just want to dive into the show?
I mean, I got, yeah, terrible things going on in my personal life, but no one wants to hear about
it. We'll save that to the Hive Hour.
That's where you find out about all the shit that's going wrong in the Hive Hour.
Oh, God. It might be the Hive 2 Hour this week.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck it. Let's do the show. So first up, I have a crazy medical. Wait, this is this is the wrong day, so that's not good. Hang on, give me a second here. We're all discombobulated. It's around here somewhere. Hang on, I found it. Okay, I got it. First up, suspicions are confirmed. A report from U.S. Congressional Committee, a House committee on Tuesday, claims that China is subsidizing, aka supporting, the U.S. fentanyl crisis.
Yeah, no, no duh.
Groundbreaking stuff from the House committee. Yeah.
No doy.
Yeah. Is anyone shocked by that?
No. No, this is what, everyone's known this forever. They can't beat us physically, so they're throwing fentanyl in our mouths.
They're playing dirty. They're poisoning us. And we're smoking it and snorting it up. And I guess what the proof that they found, though, what they released, besides all suspicions being confirmed, is they're providing subsidies in the form of value-added tax rebates to companies in China that manufacture fentanyl and other synthetic narcotics so long as they only sell them as exports outside of China. If they're
I thought Biden took care of all this with his last trip to China when they agreed not to sell the raw ingredients to the cartels anymore and all that bullshit. I thought everyone fixed it.
Taking care of this. China's taking care of it by shipping us, you know, millions and the drug cartels in Mexico and elsewhere, millions and millions of pounds of fentanyl. And they're never going to stop. In fact, they give tax rebates.
Wow. Incentivizing the killing of Americans. That's awesome.
What the fuck, China? The People's Republic of China, the PRC, has also classified fentanyl and these other synthetic narcotics that they're shipping out as controlled substances in China and made them illegal in China. So they know exactly what they're doing. They know how bad they are. They're just helping fund their drug dealers to kill people outside of China, specifically in the U.S., it seems.
Yeah, it's warfare. I mean, we've said it before. It's they're at war with us, and they're killing us with this one specific weapon, and it's fentanyl.
What the fuck, China? What can we send them that they're obsessed with? We're obsessed with drugs. What are they obsessed with?
We could send them like a bunch of laced like geese vaginas, like dried up laced geese vaginas. That would kill billions of them.
Because they eat for ED like stuff.
Tiger penis, laced tiger penis.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. We found a billion tiger penises. Go at it. They're fine. They're subsidizing two fentanyl precursors used by drug cartels, NPP and ANPP. I don't know what that means, but they're doing that. And they're offering their companies that make that precursor fentanyl a 13% tax rebate.
Yeah, this is specifically, I'm pretty sure, what Biden and Xi came to an agreement on was the raw materials thing but now that's just apparently
the committee said that as of April, which is this month, April 2024, the rebate's still on and they're still doing this. So maybe it was a misunderstanding. Maybe she was like, it's like that get to carbon neutral by 2030. Maybe it's like one of those future things, like we're gonna stop doing it,
right
who knows. How could they not produce shitloads of fentanyl to ship overseas, though? These companies, they'd be losing money with those rates.
Can't afford not to.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's great.
China responded via email when Washington embassy spokesperson, so the China embassy, the Chinese embassy in Washington, said Liu Penggu wrote, "It is very clear that there is no fentanyl problem in China, and the fentanyl crisis in the United States is not caused by the Chinese side, and blindly blaming Chinese cannot solve the U.S. own problem."
Own problem.
He then forgot to remove the U.S. people from the email and forwarded the same message to the PRC Central Committee and State Council with several laughy face emojis added and a picture of a graveyard.
Yeah, I bet he did.
We got them.
They're dropping like fly.
Exactly.
They're dropping like fly. Yeah.
So what the fuck, China? Stop sending us fentanyl and incentivizing your companies to send us fentanyl. Stop it. It's ridiculous. Knock it off.
I mean, well, we have to be doing more over here too to stop this shit. But it doesn't help. Like, I was talking to my buddy, who's also like in recovery, and I was, you know, telling him about some stuff, and I was being honest with him, I'm gambling too much, you know, I'm trying to like cut back, it's like it's become a problem, blah blah blah. And I was like, but I get these fucking emails sometimes, and it's like, you have a free bet, or we have awarded like blah 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 to your account. I'm like, it's like dropping like a it's like dropping a fucking six pack at an alcoholic doorstep, you know? Yeah, and it's like, it's like these fucking fentanyl.
They want you to gamble.
Yeah. 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 It's, I mean,
it's like dropping fentanyl in an opioid addict's face.
Yeah. In a crisis.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So anyways, China's denying it, but it seems like the House committee has evidence. Who knows? And if you think that story's messed up, meet retired chiropractor Ronald Raher. So he's the guy, he's the 69-year-old nice guy on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald Raher. The guy on the right in that photo is now deceased former Elvis impersonator, 40-year-old Thomas Kreider.
I can see the Elvis impersonator going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The hair, the build. Yeah. It almost.
I bet he's a good one. He's a good Elvis. Looks like a good Elvis impersonator.
Probably was. So Elvis left the building in a coffin after Raher chloroformed him more than once during sex. Gave him the old. You want another pop?
He was banging that guy?
He was banging the hell out of him.
He's banging that old guy?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the old guy was banging.
No, the old Elvis guy was banging him. He was realigning his back in a different way, the chiropractor, and kept chloroforming him, too.
Jeez.
Hey, buddy, I can't breathe. Go easy on the chloroform there, pal. King's got weak lungs.
Is that chloroform, buddy?
Oh, man.
Hey, you're covering my mouth with that chloroform, man.
The hell are you doing? This all went down on April 5th, where Raher is accused of restraining and binding Kreider, you know, and then administering a dangerous amount of chloroform to him more than once. And I'm not sure what a non-dangerous dose of chloroform is. And apparently neither is Raher.
Yeah. Yeah. He wanted the, fuck a lifeless body or semi-lifeless body version. And he got the full lifeless body version.
He wanted later year Elvis.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
All right, pretend like you're flying into a mountain.
I'm getting woozy, man.
Getting woozy, man. This is not cool. I guess he got his milligrams mixed up. It's two swigs into the rag, not three. He went for the third and then ragged them. Well, Raher then spent the next 4 days all shook up with Kreider's body way down in the basement before finally turning himself into the Saratoga County Sheriff's Office in upstate New York. So...
White old men are losing their minds. I mean, I don't know if you saw that the old white guy who killed that Uber driver in his driveway, who had nothing to do with some scam. He just shot her in his driveway. Old white men are losing their minds.
Did he order food or did she just pull into the wrong driveway?
It was like, no, it was like he was getting scammed and then she was Uber assigned to go to his house to pick up some kind of box. And she was unknowingly part of the scam. So the scammers hired her to go do part of their, you know, bidding.
And her to a murderer. Yeah,
they sent her to her death.
Oh.
And when she got there, he was like, wow, what, show me your fucking phone, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, I'm going to call the police. What are you talking about? And then he fucking shot her right in his driveway.
Oof. Yeah. I didn't see that one, but I did see like a Uber Eats prank gone right, where over $1,000 worth of pizzas was sent to some schlub's house. That's a lot of pizzas. Even today, that's a lot of pizzas.
Yeah. Yeah. You're an idiot if you make that many pizzas at once.
Yeah. Why would it go to one house?
Big order, guys.
They pull into like a one car garage, three bedroom house, and they have 400 pieces of pizzas.
God damn it. We just got an order for 1,000 fucking pizzas.
Guess no one's getting cut early.
And Jeremy called in. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. They're scrambling to get Jeremy in. Yeah. We got 1,000 pizzas, bud. Just the two ovens.
Short staffed and everything.
I don't even know. I don't even know how long that would take, but a while. So the guy's in the basement for 4 days. This chiropractor feels guilty at some point. He finally turns himself in. Mr. Raher was arrested and charged with second degree manslaughter and evidence tampering because he moved Kreider's body from, you know, like the fucked end to the basement, you know?
Yeah, I mean, why not murder?
What's that?
Why not murder? Why?
Well, they said it was consensual. And evidence.
The chloroform wasn't.
No, they said that was consensual too.
Oh, really?
It's going to be Jailhouse Rock for Rare the next 10 to 20 years, it sounds like. Yeah, no, they were into it. The Hound Dogs apparently knew each other for years, and the sex and chloroforming, according to police so far, appears to be consensual. As Kreider surrendered to him, it was burning love.
What a wild couple. Just like, you know, a couple of weeks ago out there in the world, there's just this old man, this Elvis impersonator fucking and chloroforming each other and just...
Yeah, wild. No one knows.
You're eating a sandwich.
It's a wild world out there.
It's a wild world out there.
We're normies.
Yeah. Yeah, we're boring. Go out there
and chloroform someone. Suspicious minds will say it was not consensual, though, and it's certainly going to be a blue Christmas for the Kreider family this year. And I can tell Wes is not a huge Elvis fan because that might be the 13th song of reference. A little more conversation.
I got it. I got them all.
Oh, you got all of them?
Yeah.
You got...
All Shook Up. I got... I've gotten Hound Dog, maybe. Was
there's
one
no
of
way you got Way Down.
No, I didn't get Way Down.
Yeah, and there's another one I slipped in there. Yeah.
I knew you were slipping some in.
I'm slipping some in. I think I have a few more. Hang on. Let me see. Looks like we got Eric on the Eric's joining us.
He's probably going to say something about Jailhouse Rock because he's in jail.
I already said it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I already said it. I got a few more. Hang on. Yeah. A little more conversation might have helped out in the situation.
There you go. That's a good one.
There you go. Saratoga County Police Undersheriff Jeffrey Brown, who was the guy that Rayher, the chiropractor, turned himself into, said in a press conference, "Blue suede shoes, viva Las Vegas, return to surrender." Return to surrender. So, there you go. That's what he said. Anyways, today's show, RIP to that guy. We're having a little fun. I had to, because they said in all the articles, they hammered the Elvis impersonator thing. It's like, really? I guess you can mention what he did. Maybe that was his like passion.
I mean, the old guy was probably very into fucking Elvis.
Yeah, exactly. They probably played Elvis tracks while they were doing it.
Yeah, he had an Elvis kink. He was like, he's an old guy. He probably was obsessed, you know, homosexual man, obviously. Probably was obsessed with Elvis, desperately wanted to fuck Elvis back in the day. And this is the closest thing he was going
to
get.
It was the greatest. It was the greatest thing that could have possibly happened to him. He convinced a 40-year-old guy, 29 years younger than him, pretty good looking guy that looked like Elvis to fuck him. Yeah.
I mean, he was in heaven.
He was. He ruined it.
He was, what's the Elvis heaven song? He was,
Burning some Love.
He was some heaven.
He couldn't help but falling in love with the Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a Dolly Parton song.
Yeah. Today's show is brought to you by the delicious and ingenious Cook Unity. Okay. Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. It truly is. I love Cook Unity. They haven't missed on a meal yet that I've gotten. My favorites are probably so far the cheesy bolognese, ravioli, and the chicken tiki masala. But they have everything, man. They got literally everything that you can think of, every style of food. And these meals are cooked by incredible local chefs that make a living making delicious food. These aren't line cooks. Not that there's anything wrong with those heroes. But my point is, these are professional chefs' own recipes prepared by them. Right.
They are extremely delicious. You could easily go do a Penn and Teller thing where they went and like served like pretend meals at like a 5-star restaurant. People are like, you could fool anyone if you put this on a plate at a 5-star restaurant.
Right. And that's the whole point. It's like it's the restaurant quality, the restaurant experience, but you get to cheaper and at your own home. Right. Like you want that delicious restaurant food, you can get it through this service. And look, they make things incredibly easy and delicious for you. No cooking required for chef quality dining experience right at home. Unlike other meal services, Cook Unity is a chef collective bringing exciting culinary talent straight to your table. Cook Unity works with some of the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to you every week. Your food arrives fresh, never frozen, in packaging that keeps meals fresh in the fridge for up to 7 days. Cook Unity packaging is compostable, recyclable, reusable. You can go from as few as four, as many as 16 meals a week, hundreds of dishes to choose from, options for 7 different dietary preferences, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. It's awesome. So you got allergies, they'll work with you on that. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/hardfactor or enter code hardfactor before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code hardfactor, going to cookunity.com/hardfactor.
There you go. Real quick, do you want to address the comment by Russ here? Why the fuck are you not on YouTube?
Sure.
I actually don't know the answer to that. I think it's because we're trying to do something a little different.
why did you address it, Eric?
Because I knew you would. Because I kind of want to know the answer too. Russ, maybe you can explain it to Russ and I.
And me. Explain it to Russ and me. Eric, we were trying this because the video tabs in particular on YouTube has a higher landing rate, right? So like something along the lines with that. The live tab is great. It's good for live comments. But if you want to get like more views, you go to you do it this way.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we're being honest here, you guys weren't joining the live stream on YouTube. So I was messing up with our live numbers.
Right. There weren't enough people joining the live stream.
Yeah, so I was dragging on the YouTube channel, you know?
Yeah. Trying to get the YouTube numbers up. That's basically
it's the viewers' fault. That's what it is.
There you go.
Okay.
Blame the viewers. No,
but yeah, we're just trying something new. We're just trying to get the YouTube numbers up. And I mean, it just seems like one of the easiest ways to do it at this point is just to like upload the show as a video instead of doing it as a live, because the lives aren't getting much views.
Right. The way that YouTube works is the video tab is the landing page instead of live. Live's a pain in the ass to get to. You have to know you're supposed to go there and blah, 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 blah. There's another way we could do it too. We probably should just move on, but there's another way we can do it too, where we did the live show and then afterwards cut it again and reload it to the videos. But long story short. Yeah.
Okay. There we go. It's all your fault. All right. Let's talk about beauty for a minute, shall we? We all know modern plastic surgery has gotten out of control. Giant tits, comical looking lips. Women and men are undergoing an insane amount of plastic surgery. We've had on this show many women who some say have taken plastic surgery to the extreme, whether it's insanely huge tits, Tammy, we love you, or Ollie London, who you might remember underwent plastic surgery to become another race, Korean. And whether all this plastic surgery is to be more happy in their own skin or to appeal to the opposite sex or the judgmental public is not for me to say. I don't care. I imagine it's a lot of both, but to each their own, right? And along with this evolution of plastic surgery has come with it the evolvement of what we find beautiful, right? I mean, Mark, you didn't even know you loved fake tits until you saw your first pair. And then you were like, whoa, now that's beauty, right?
How would I know it if I had never seen it? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right. And then your whole concept of beauty was just all shook up.
I didn't know I loved three sized over asses until my first BBL.
That's right. Exactly. And maybe people 1,000 years from now will think that we were insane to think fake tits were amazing. Probably because if the math is right, everyone will be gay. But even the heterosexual men will look back at pictures of Pam Anderson and say, what were those morons thinking? This woman is hideous. Look at those big monstrosities on her chest, right? Who knows? And
hopefully
like today, I would think not. But like today, I stumbled upon this Daily Mail article about Vikings and what they found beautiful. And I said, man, those savage motherfuckers were into some weird shit. And they were so into it that they were practicing some of the world's first plastic surgery on women in order to get them to look a certain way that they just couldn't resist. And the Vikings were planners, okay? So they performed this plastic surgery right when the women were born, knowing that one day they would turn 11 and become wives and bear children, and they wanted them to look as hot as possible when they did turn 11. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what surgery, I can't picture it.
All right, well, I'm going to show you.
And 11 is really young too, so this is a tough one for me to conceptualize. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it is. I know it is. So what they would do with the German researchers in Sweden discovered some skulls that suggest in the first year of birth, some Vikings would wrap the heads of baby girls when the skulls were still nice and soft. And this wrapping would turn the skulls into this, an elongated alien-like head that Viking men apparently couldn't resist. Okay.
They love long domes.
Yeah. Because think about it, Mark. If you're going to smash your wife's head into a stone wall after a long night of Vikinging with the boys, wouldn't you want a nice long head to grab onto versus a normal sized head for slamming?
Well, you want something to work with. You want to get a few smashes in. You don't want the first want smash to hold to.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking more along the lines of if you're like throat fucking her, you want a longer runway. Yeah.
Yeah. Some, yeah.
I mean, we're both.
Yeah. On the same thing.
Yeah.
So here's an artist's rendition of a beautiful Viking woman, seemingly unconscious or dead in the grave after her husband beat her to death. But as you can see, she's got that elongated, maybe skull up there.
Look like djinns. Like what? What's that creature that has like a kind of like a genie, but like a djinn, djinn type thing?
Alien.
Like an alien lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like so, from the movie Alien.
Yeah, from like Alien. So the skulls of the three women demonstrating this trait were found in the Black Sea region of Sweden. And according to the article, cranial malformation was common in the Black Sea region and had previously only been identified in Mesoamerican, Native American, and Eurasian cultures, making this the first time it was found in the Viking people.
So it's literally, like you said, it's literally like boob jobs for us, the current time US, or like some of the African tribes that do like the longer earlobes or not. Yeah, not exactly. Necks or earlobes.
Yep.
There you go. Didn't even know you had those, but exactly. It's the same, same deal.
I women do it too. Some tribes in Thailand.
That's a neck. Merton Hanks?
Yeah, dude. They go long. So the article says that the Vikings may also have taken this artificial cranial deformation or ACD to an extreme, employing weights and straps to help the process of deforming the baby's heads. And this could lead to an even more perfect woman in the eyes of the Vikings, impairing their cognitive development and also giving them those luscious long heads. So slow and long. Slow and long, just how they like them, you know.
Yeah. The longer, the stupider. That drooling.
Dude, I met this girl at a bar last night. She was the slowest girl I've ever met. So long, too.
She walks in circles.
She can get through her vows. I'm gonna marry her.
You gotta see it.
So some researchers believe these long domes were a symbol of beauty and status. Other researchers believe it was more likely that
a prank
head lengthening. Yeah. It was just cruel. Yeah. Other researchers think it was just cruel. That it was used to separate the women from others by showing they had traveled. So they wrote, the human body both is and represents a medium of communication. It has an ability to produce communication in a functionally complex, structured way, like tramp stamps in today's world mean you're more down to fuck than others. Long heads may have meant that you traveled long distances. And, you know, also could be a symbol of status and beauty. It was far more likely that they were regarded as evidence of far-reaching trading contacts and thus as tokens of influence and success in trading. So, yeah.
You know, the Vikings, I'm not trying to nitpick here because, you know, this was a long time ago, but the Vikings don't get enough credit for how just ridiculously gross and violent they were. They're like romanticized.
So true.
And they're so romanticized, and like there's still like the Minnesota Vikings and all this stuff, and every Viking show is like, yeah, go Vikings, but they literally would just take heavy drugs and go on a 48-hour raping, pillaging rampage where they would kill every man, woman, and child and wear their fucking faces afterwards, and they would wake up and be like, what a weekend, what happened? Like the drugs weren't off.
They're monsters.
Gotta go home to my 11-year-old elongated head wife. What a crazy weekend.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, you'd be out and you'd see a girl and she'd claim she went to the Silk Road or something. They'd be like, oh, you say you just got back from the Silk Road. Prove it. Let's see that head of yours. And then she'd turn around and be like, oh, looks like you've never left Oslo. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
They and you speak too well.
They would hold up the skull of a woman from a tribe they conquered to compare it. You're barely longer than this lady's head.
Yeah. So, again, to each their own, different strokes for different folks. Again, I was going to show like the tribes, big ears, long necks. Some men go gaga for a long necked, big eared woman in Africa. While here in America, we find that they're out of their minds, right? So,
I don't know.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
I got no problem with the long neck.
Oh, you don't think these people are crazy, Mark?
That's a little too much.
That's the long neck people.
What about the Chinese foot binding dudes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's you know that? What those are called? It's called the golden lotus is when you get the foot that is the tiniest. Yeah, it's the golden lotus. It's like the most prime sought after tiny foot.
That's a dog whistle for pedophilia.
Yeah.
Big I mean, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
1 minute, your feet.
It's crazy. All right. Moving on. OJ update. Good news for the families of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown. As Mark said, OJ is still dead. And the executor of OJ's estate is now saying he will pay the $33.5 million that OJ owed them from when he killed their loved ones. So last week, attorney Malcolm Laverne, seen here next to the smiling killer, said last week that the Goldmans get nothing and promised that he would do, quote, everything in my capacity as the executor or personal representative to try and ensure they get nothing. So that's nice.
Yeah, he even went as far as to say that OJ's estate is going to stay within OJ's family, which I understand him saying that. But then he said no one's going to get anything, especially the Goldmans. He singled him out again. He was like, dude, they already killed the guy. Like, you don't have to rub salt in the wound.
Yeah, yeah. Really sad on this documentary I'm watching when the Goldmans went into Ron's house after OJ brutally murdered him. They found all these plans for like the restaurant he was about to open, like the menu and like the layout and like all this. Like he had big plans.
In the footer, he kept writing, as long as I'm not murdered.
Yeah, yeah. As long as I stay alive, this is going to be great.
God willing.
Nothing can stop me now.
Yeah. Ugh. So he made the comments last week while giving an interview for the Las Vegas Review Journal, saying that the comments were not directed at the families, but at the lawyers of Fred Goldman, saying, quote, within an hour of knowing that OJ died, he started talking shit. My advocate instinct was, oh, you're going to keep shitting on him even after he's dead? Fine. You know, you get nothing. So clearly just level-headed and even-tempered, just like OJ was. And he went on and he said, and so those were my remarks then, but I backtracked and they were pretty harsh remarks. And now I'm going the other direction. He added, I wish OJ could have gone the other direction with the knife after he slit Nicole's throat, but knives don't work like comments do. You know what I mean? Like, you can't take back a knife slashing. You can take back a comment, but not a knife slashing. So
sticks and stones may break my bones, but
yeah.
Knife slashings will definitely kill
knives
me.
Knives don't work like comments do. Yeah. So he's taking it back.
And added a knife slash.
Yeah. I can tell you in advance, Fred Goldman's claim will be accepted and his claim will be handled in accordance with Nevada law, he said to the Hollywood Reporter. So good news. Probably it's going to take forever to get the money, because I'm sure there's just a boatload of bullshit in OJ's file that has to be cleared and red tape and all this other kind of shit. But maybe one day they'll get their $33.5 million, maybe before they die. Who knows? Maybe their grandkids will get it if they have any. I don't know. But, you know,
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I feel like he just shouldn't have made the comments a couple of weeks ago about, especially the Goldmans won't get it. He probably just should have said nothing. And then we wouldn't have had to have the update.
He should have said, this has been a long time coming. Where do you want the check delivered?
Well, I mean, he's still representing the surviving family for OJ. So like, he doesn't want to give all the money away, but he shouldn't have singled out the Goldmans and been like, in those cocksuckers.
Listen, he was ordered to pay that money in the civil suit.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But a lot of people don't pay what they're ordered to pay. That's kind of how it works. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Last time addressing this, because Russ is spamming the chat. I don't even know how he's in here. Oh, he's on X. So Russ is upset that the YouTube again. So look, the YouTube will be full episodes on the video channel. You can watch it there. I think it's a little bit later, so it's not live. And if any way you consume this, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, the best way to help us, use your preferred method, but also download the show on Apple and Spotify. That's the best way to support us. So no matter how you're consuming this, if you're watching this on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, YouTube, also take 60 seconds and play it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or whatever. So anyways.
Yep. And Russ also points out that he's going to take his gripes to the Discord and come directly at us, which you can too, by going to patreon.com/hardfactor. If you have any gripes that you want us to read,
and we take all gripes in the Discord, patreon.com/hardfactor.
That's right. So, that's all I got. I don't know.
Well, there is a live, there is a breaking news that we, I think we have to address. This is big news for the show. Also, we called it, and it's, you know, sad, but Jenna Jameson and her, her, I don't know, her dyke wife. I don't know what her name is. Jesse something. I only call that because she hates us clearly and she's mean. Jenna Jameson's lovely person and we want her on the show and she's been held back by this lady. They divorced officially as of one year.
Which James, I think is her name.
Yeah. I think that we called it 1 year and we nailed it. So they're divorced. We're only sorry for Jenna, not for
the, the question is, how happy are you, Wes?
Listen, I'm very, you know how I've felt secretly about Jenna Jameson's now ex, and how annoying I think she is. And
she basically addresses you direct to camera in those posts.
Yeah, she does.
You wake up and you wish you were with her. I wake up and she sits on my face.
Yeah. Just go check out her her inspirational pumpkin. Hey pumpkin, if you can't get out of bed, then you're a loser. Videos, you know, like that, like or something, you know. Yeah. She's got terrible videos out there.
And Tyler nails it in the live comments from Twitter. Sounds like she's ready to get back on that horse, and we'd love to have a conversation with her about that. Thoughts for Jenna, not for the other lady.
Jenna, we love you. When are you going to come on the show and stop dodging us, for fuck's sake?
Yeah. All right. And that was all. I just wanted to mention that because it just broke. All right. Well, let's get the hell out of here then. We love you guys. Thank you for joining. Have a great fucking day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Now get out of here. Well,
that's
right
a little
now.
Rough, right? No.